senators will be sworn in as jurors later today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Republican Tim Scott has already made up his mind in the case against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
They are guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty of the greatest invasion in American history.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports that House Republicans delivered impeachment articles after Mayorkas testified at a hearing.
Over 7 million migrants have been encountered since President Biden took office. That's more than three times more for the 4 years under Donald Trump. Mayorkas recently changed his assessment and now calls it a crisis. He also said the federal government is doing all it can to keep illegal migrants from coming in.
With the resources and the authorities that we have been provided, it is as secure as we can make it.
Senate Democrats may not even hold a trial, saying Mayorkas committed no crime and there's just a policy dispute. There's uncertainty in the House over votes on foreign aid bills. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been pushing, but some of his fellow Republicans are pushing back, threatening to oust the speaker over allowing a vote on additional military aid to Ukraine they oppose. But Congressman Ryan Zinke tells Fox Business,
I think it's a distraction. He's not going anywhere.
Ukraine's president again pleading for more American air defense after a Russian missile attack this morning killed at least 13 people in the city of Cherniv. After Iran's weekend attack on Israel, Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Tel Aviv.
The United States will impose new sanctions on Iran's drone and missile programs. The move is meant to put new pressure on the Islamic Republic and try to dissuade Israel from launching a heavy counterstrike.
Iran warned today that even the tiniest Israeli invasion would lead to a massive and harsh response. There's no court today for former President Trump in New York, so jury selection will resume tomorrow. They've picked seven jurors so far. He calls it political persecution, trying to silence him.
The gag order is totally unconstitutional. The judge should not be there. The judge is highly conflicted.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A week before the Supreme Court considers a big Trump case on whether the former president should be immune from prosecution, like he claims, over actions taken while he was president, the justices heard another Trump-related case, a challenge to one of the charges he's facing in the federal 2020 election indictment, a charge that's also been used to prosecute hundreds of 2021 Capitol rioters.
The issue here is whether a federal law passed a couple of decades ago to address corporate fraud and document destruction can be properly applied to those allegedly engaged in, quote, assaultive conduct like taking part in a riot, like January 6th. Several justices expressed very deep concern that the obstruction statute sweeps simply too broadly into areas like peaceful but disruptive conduct. There are questions that persist about whether violence changes the reach of the statute.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Interest rates may not be coming down a while longer. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell had said they planned several rate cuts this year, but they're not ready yet because inflation's been inching back up, not coming down like they were.
You know, we took that cautious approach and sought that greater confidence so as not to overreact to the string of low inflation readings that we had in the second half of last year.
The Fed may not cut rates till June or later. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after yesterday's mixed market. The Dow rose 63 points, snapping a six-day losing streak, but the Nasdaq dropped 19. It's playoff time in the NBA.
Reeves drives and feeds, corner three, Russell, bullseye! What a shot!
D'Angelo Russell and LeBron James led the Lakers past the Pelicans in the first play-in game on TNT. Los Angeles' 110-106 win gives the Lakers the seventh seed in the Western Conference. New Orleans will next play Sacramento. The Kings won the other play-in game, routing Golden State 118-94. The winner tomorrow gets the eighth seed. The Eastern Conference play-in game is tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.